I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. People between the ages of 18 and 29 who decide that it is in their best financial interest to forego health insurance coverage are sometimes referred to as young invincibles, a term that reflects the notion that young adults tend to perceive themselves as immune to illness and injury. While it is true that overall young adults have lower healthcare costs, those without health insurance coverage may incur substantial bills. For instance, one government study found that 17% of women ages 18 to 29 and 13% of men have an expensive chronic condition such as cancer or diabetes. Of course, people in their 20s also are at a prime age for risky behavior, from binge drinking and dabbling in drugs to driving recklessly. So unsurprisingly, federal data shows that young adults have higher rates of car accidents and other types of trauma, which can result in pricey medical bills. While the Affordable Care Act allowed millions of young adults to stay on their parents' insurance plans until age 26, millions more in this demographic are still without health insurance. These uninsured young people often report difficulties accessing care and paying medical bills. In fact, more than half reported having a medical problem but not seeking treatment, according to one reputable study. Among insured young adults, that number was only 19%, underscoring that while it may be great to be young, it's better to be young and insured. After all, no one is invincible. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.